Blog Talk Radio. Of the God and the Bible, and the good and the Lord. Good morning. God bless you this morning. We just want to wrap it up with you and tell you that God is in control. I come to motivate you this morning. The stimulus can tell you all is well. And tell you, get ready for both of your seats and get ready for God to carry you somewhere you've never been for you to be able to do what you need to do. I got 50 minutes reading the 23rd number from. And I hear you, Mary, you are on there. But before you read the 23rd number Psalm, I had three people to call me. One lady called me and said her brother got shot in Ohio. And a lady called me and told me in Mississippi her son got shot in the leg. And she said, they should pray. I said, oh, we can do pray. Because so much of violence going on, so much people have straight away from God. But we're going to read the 23rd number. Bring the Bible together, and we're going to read the 23rd number of Psalms. Mary, you got 23rd number of Psalms. I'm going to read it for us this morning. You're reading out the book of the 23rd number of Psalms. Okay. And some of you got it, you know it. And I promised Mary, mother, I would let her read the 23rd number song. And because she's been reading, it's been a breakthrough in her family tree. Oh, Mary, you can read it now.
Okay, here it goes. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil. My cup shall run over, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
You. I want to say this to you, Mary, and I want to tell you this morning and many more that's listening. I just come out with my new book, The Seed of Abraham Ministry, and the healing ministry. I'm looking at it now. I got to sign it. But if you want the book, I got the miracles of Jesus, Mary. Remind me to send you the book, The Miracles of Jesus. This is what I want to say. This is eighth month, and this is the seventh day. And we're going to get into that after a while. I want to thank Reverend Sampson and those that came out to the march. We were in Marquette Park, and we prayed at Dr. Martin Luther King's site where he had failed at. And the reason we went there, because when Dr. King came to town, Dr. King was living on the west side. And when Dr. King got ready to march for open house, that when blacks couldn't live all over. In Chicago, the most segregated city it is. Blacks live in one place, Spanish live in one place, Mexican live in one place, Polack live in one place. It's racist, okay? And Dr. King had an open house. And they were firing, they were taking young folks. If you do something in school, they kick you out. Dr. King had a program for the young folks to learn them how to be carpenters, how to be bricklayers, how to paint. All that program that SCLC was running, Dr. King was running it. So when Dr. King lived on the west side of Chicago, we decided to do an open house march for open housing, along with John Thurston, Chester Robinson of the Westside Organization, and Nancy Jefferson, Flossie Grady, and Mother Annie Ford Bacon was cooking for us right there on 64th and Woods, and we began to march. Bob Lucas was so many. That Reverend A.I. Dunlap, Reverend Elder Jackson, he gave the buses, 10 bus, 2 bus company. He was giving buses free. He carried people down to Cairo, but they didn't want to let blacks shop in Cairo. So the movement that out of Dr. King being in Chicago is stimulated and motivated Chicago called Daley, old man Daley, told the preachers don't support Dr. King. Rem Clay Evans and others, they couldn't, Rem Clay Evans church, they stopped the work on fellowship because Clay Evans was supporting Dr. King. But Reverend John Thurston, Ebony Blair, Reverend Cobb, and most of them supported Martin Luther King Jr. in Chicago. And that's where we had open housing. And when we got ready to march to Marquette Park, it took us a month to march from 63rd and Ashland all the way to 71st and Ashland and over to Marquette Park. And we went to Marquette Park for open housing. And we had a crowd of white folks on the side saying, niggas, go home. But that didn't stop us. The police said, we cannot protect you, Reverend Dunlap. We cannot protect SCLC. So we went back to the office and organized. So we got the Young Brothers. The Young Brothers had 500. I got to tell this story because somebody ain't told it. We got the Vice Lords off the west side. The Vice Lords had 500 young men. We got the Disciples off of Inglewood, 500 young men. Woodlawn, Jeff Ford, 500 young men. So 1,500 black men met Dr. Martin Luther King and marched Marquette Park. And when they seen those black men, they weren't on dope, they weren't drug addicts, they were black men. And they marched with protection of Dr. King. When that happened, the police department said, well, we can protect you. We don't need you to protect us. We got the community youth protecting us. So I got them up doors. We got to go back to the old landmark and have those young men that marched with us are dead or in jail on trumped up charges. That's going to show you how the system do when you come together. See, one thing the slave master don't want you to get together. Once blacks get together, it's going to be a change. They murder, they kill you, they trump up charges. And I got to say that because this is what happened. So I want you to know that. But after Reverend Sampson was there, we dedicated that spot where Dr. King was brick. When they were throwing bricks, the young boys were catching in the bricks. They was around Dr. King as we marched into Marquette Park. That's been 20 years ago, but still it's real to know that everybody, they didn't lie you in the park. And lots of blacks on their way from work got pulled out the cars and beat. That happened. That's real stuff. So I want you to know, nothing, if you in a revolution, it's going to be some bloodshed. So what happened in Birmingham, some three little girls, four little girls, because of bloodshed, they bombed the church. And nobody went to jail yet for bombing the church. Oh, Mark Clark and Fred Hampton, ain't nobody went to jail for that. But I have to talk about that this morning. We got to move forward. You can't go forward, but you know what happened last night. Okay, that's what I'm saying to you this morning. What happened down in Birmingham that they didn't want blacks to go to the lunch counter. We had to sit in. Lots of us beat, and lots of them lost their life. Pettus Bridge, when we crossed Pettus Bridge, we had Alabama State Troopers at night with Ku Klux Klan white uniforms on, and in the daylight, they put on cargo, they put on Alabama Trooper uniforms on. So they were playing double roles, and that's what happened to Pim. Now, I'm going to finish this, and this is what happened in Marquette Park. after Dr. King began to march, and we had 1,500 young black men. You call them gangs, because that's what the paper gave them. But they were young black men with no jobs, but they protected Dr. King. And what happened, Al Sharpton was there, Reverend Dunlap was there, clergy was there, and a lot of the women were there. My Houston was there. You know, they used to go see about the guys in prison. They was there, and they was marching. And what happened after they protected Dr. King, some of the brothers got killed, and a lot of the brothers, they strayed away. But the leadership, it was a hit. It was a contract on every leader of the youth nation, okay, by Ever Hammerhand, the state's attorney of Chicago with the police. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me. It was a hit. And the federal government did not investigate Hammerhand because they came at 4 o'clock at night and killed Fred Hampton and Mark Clark right on the west side of Chicago. It was the state's attorney and policeman with the uniform on, and they killed them and said they were shooting back. When they went over to try to kill Larry Hoover at 4 o'clock, Larry Hoover had bodyguards. He said, no, you can't see him. He's asleep. So when they seen those young black men with guns, they got back in their squad cars and went on back. Then they went over to Woodlawn to try to kill Jeff Ford. And when they got to the center, they seen all these young men standing up. Said, what you want? We want to see Jeff. You can't see him. We'll see him in the morning. So when they couldn't kill Jeff, they couldn't kill Larry Hoover, they killed Mark Clark and Fred Hampton, they couldn't kill Pepperlow on the west side because they had bodyguards of their leadership. They come back, and through politics, trumped up charges on Jeff Ford. He in jail now for life. Trumped up charges on Larry Hoover. He in jail now for life. These guys are 40. These guys are 60 years old. What danger can they have to the community? But this is the way that they did. This is what they got for watching Dr. Martin Luther King. And the Sun Times and the paper were right with it, telling the community they bad. But see what happened, racism and white supremacy played a part of it. I just want y'all to know the truth. The truth ain't come out, but that's what happened. The West Side Organization was the first organization that made the University of Chicago give jobs out. And under Dr. Martin King movement, we did the union, the little white union. They wouldn't hire black painters. They wouldn't hire no cardinals. They wouldn't hire no bricklayers. They wouldn't have nothing. So we began to march. As we began to march, and they set up a training program. Paul King, so many. I could have Al Sampson organized them. And what happened after they went to school, I think Al Sampson, I got to ask Al had a black union out of Gary called the Allied Union, because the union would not certify black painters, black bricklayers, black cobblers, black bulldozer drivers. We had to set up another black union in order to tear the brothers in to get them union cards. This happened right in Chicago. And I'm going to stop. I'm going to set it in. Back when policemen were policemen, you couldn't arrest nobody white. You could arrest somebody black, but you couldn't arrest white folks. Commander Harness broke that up. He said, no, my policeman gonna arrest anybody that break the law. You couldn't go to Jewtown back then and arrest nobody white or to the north side. You could, if you was a black policeman, you could arrest people on the south side. You could arrest nobody on the north side of Chicago. No, this what it was. But since Harness, Commander Harness, a black man, changed the whole scenario, where black policemen get in the car, and black and white police wasn't running together. It was all white policemen and all black policemen. And when the black policemen come, They have to call the white police before they can arrest you. We done come a long way, folks. We done come a long way. Don't get it twisted. Think we are. We still fight racism and white supremacists. Martin Luther King was murdered. Malcolm X was murdered. Okay, you said, why Dr. King was murdered? Dr. King said in Memphis, it's time for us to get our check, reparation. Everybody got reparation but the black man. Oh, we don't. Yes, we do. Our ancestors came over here and worked, picked cotton, made cotton king, made tobacco king. Who got the money? The South got the money. The blacks didn't even get the, when they freed us in slavery, we didn't have shoes. We didn't have nothing to wear. Where could we go? We have nothing. That's the kind of thing that we're dealing with today, 2022, and blacks killing each other. I want to say, stop the killing, save the babies, and begin to save yourself. Every woman, come out the monkey pop. All this is stuff that's been perpetuated on us. I wish you women work up. A couple of ladies called me and said they think they got it. Go get tested and leave these gay men alone. It ain't no, it's homosexual stuff that they give you to keep you from doing what you're doing. So it ain't no cure for that. The only cure is to stop doing it. I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, John. I want you to get ready for God to bless you this morning. Thank you, Reverend Sampson. Thank you, Janet. Janet Pace was out there with us marching. And Mother D was out there. We had a wonderful time out there at the rally. And those of Brother William, thank you. And Brother Taylor, Brother Taylor got an organization inmate at one time, like whatever it is. But we're doing things. We're moving along. And that's important. This morning, thank you, Sister Mary Hawkins, for your reading. Now, I'm going to take 5 minutes. I'm gonna play something for 5 minutes. I want them that want to testify. This is the seventh. This is the seventh. And maybe you got a testimony. I'm praying for those ladies that was so much a shooting in Cincinnati. They just started shooting. Them young folks get guns, and they don't have to regulate themselves. They started shooting. And they shoot innocent people. Innocent people get killed. And so many innocent people being killed because we don't know how to regulate what we're doing. So that's very important for us to regulate what we're doing and how we take care of ourselves. That's very important. I want you to get ready this morning. After Agnes and you sing the song, get ready and have a 5 minute. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to testify. You got something to say. You went to college and you had a hard time in college. You might want to say that you're trying to get a job and you can't get a job. Prayer changes things because things are changing for us now. So you have to get ready and let things change for us. It's changing for us right now. You got to let it change because it got to change quick, fast, and in a hurry. God bless you. I'm praying for you, Sherry. I'm praying for you, Milton. Praying for you, Brother Wayne. God will do it for you. Annie, I'm praying for you. I want to thank Mom Houston, Mother Annie taking us to Woodlawn Sisterhood, Sister Pee Wee that worked, and those that were in the Woodlawn Sisterhood that helped women that didn't have nowhere to go. They were homeless. And I want to tell you, kids going back to school, I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa. I'm praying for you, Sister Rose. Don't forget the miracle of Jesus. I got the book, The Miracle of Jesus. You need to have this in your library. The Miracle of Jesus.
Oh, yes, I do. Out of all the good things He's given to me, no, I can't forget them. No, no, no.
strength to walk on branch of you. Sister France, Mother France, down there, Jesus. I'm praying for you. Next, I'm praying for you and your family. Hallie Hudson. God bless you. I got you. Geneva, thank God that you made it back to Chicago. You on your team. Thank you, Geneva. She got a little lost down there, but she found her way back home. Lorraine, bless you. You know Lorraine, who came to me and asked me a question. I'm going to tell you Tuesday, and I called her because what she asked me. And I want to let you know, I'm praying for those that's in jail. Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you where you might be. God is still King. God is still God. Let go and let God. Whatever you did, repent, and God will bring you out. It's a mo going to jail because they don't believe God is God. Taylor, praying for you. Bright Star, praying for you. I appreciate it. God bless you. Sister Wilson. God bless you, Edith. Linda, God bless you this morning. I appreciate you. The angel Hamdiel is the angel. You see, Hamdiel is the angel of August, riding on a lion, mounting a lion. Psalms 14:14. And we're praying for the people that's flooded out. And we're praying for the people that's on fires everywhere. We're praying for God to touch right now. And you that got your Bibles and you want to read, and you said, Bishop, I need a word. First, you need to make a commitment to God and make a commitment to yourself that you are ready for change. Some of you are holding on and won't let go. And the reason you're holding on, you feel like it's all you can do. People have lost their house, cars, home, and their lives. A lady called me and said her husband got shot sitting in the car. And when she got back from the hospital, her niece had got shot. You know, God is letting us know. And some of the things, you lady in California waiting at the bus stop, somebody bared through there and killed the girl. She waiting at the bus stop, and she get killed. Abaddon, the death angel, is busy, so you got to be busy praying. You got to be busy calling on God, because people are crazy, because they are possessed by devils and demons, and the demons have got them all messed up. What you talking about? Well, you got some alcohol demons, cocaine demons, demons that are taking pills. You got demons tell you that God can't heal you, and God is a healer. And I want to tell you that this morning, if God can't do it, it can't be done. So I know he's a healer, and I know he will heal you. But some of you are so crossed up this morning, you don't understand what's happening. But I want to share it with you this morning. This is the fourth month. This is August. I seen Hemiel riding the line that he controlled on that line riding it. And he said, power, power. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott, Tonya Scott. I'm praying for you this morning. I didn't hear from you, but I give you a word of prayer. God is able for you to get what you want. I want to know this morning, I got five minutes. For 5 minutes, if you want to testify, press 1 on your phone. I don't want to go to you and you ain't got nothing to say. If you ain't got nothing to say to help nobody, keep your mouth closed, okay? If you got a word that might encourage somebody, you can testify. You used to have a song, Testify, where you got a chance. You might not get a chance. Here's a girl on her way home. The car hit and killed her. Here's a man sitting in his car on the phone. Somebody shot him in the head, straight bullet. So you got to testify what God got for you. And some of you got a mean streak. You got so much evil in your heart. You got to repent and let God bring you to the next level. I just asked somebody to know what I was talking about this morning. Testimony service open up. I got 5 minutes to testify if you got something to say. And look, what I'm saying to you, this is the seventh day, the 27th number of Psalms 107, okay, Revelation 7, Genesis 7, I'm doing with the 7. And that's going to be a break in 7 days for some of you that embrace God. I just see that 7 being significant, 7 wonders of the world, the 7 mystic spirits, the 7 Godheads, oh, God, the 7 waters, the 7 archangels, oh, God, hallelujah. The 7 angels came to visit Abraham, with 7 of them. So when the angels came, they had a message for them. And I want to tell you, this morning is a message for you. Now, if you want to testify, I don't see no hands up. So, you know, some of you still in listening mode. Thank you. Oh, I got one hand up. Yeah, okay, I'm pressing you, yeah. Oh, okay, Shirley, I got you. I don't know if they hear you or not. What do you want to testify? God bless you with a new house. I want you to walk through that house and read the seventh number of Psalms walk through that house. And in your bedroom, you set seven glasses of water. Call me back. I'll tell you what to do with all seven of them. Thank you. If you got testimony, if you got a testimony, give me the testimony. And let the people hear what you're testifying about. Because somebody is being blessed. Doors is opening up for you. And that's good. As God opened up the door for you this morning, and God is doing something special for you. I want to talk about this morning, the healing. Somebody said, well, Bishop, I don't need to hear. Yes, you do. Your mind all messed up. You need a healing spirit. You need a healing. And once you get that healing, it's a breakthrough will come for you. God got your name, your record. He know where you at. He know what you're doing. So when you ask God for deliverance, God will deliver you. And I want to claim your healing this morning. I want you to get ready for God to bless you in this month. Some of you don't know what to do because you are possessed by demon spirits. I was talking about breaking curses and hexes. The only way you break a curse and a hex is plead the blood of the Almighty God. Rain is rain, it's cleaning the earth up. Down in the desert where it don't rain, the rain came and washed up the earth being rehealed. The earth is alive. The earth is alive. And all this stuff you put in the earth, it got to be cleansed and be cleansed by God. Don't forget, God got your name. He got your address. He know what you want. You have not because you ask not. This morning, I'm praying for every family that lost loved ones. If it's in Chicago, if it's in Minnesota, if it's in Ohio, for a generation that is lost and can't nothing bring that generation back but the word of God. And you are part of bringing the generation back to God. That's your assignment. Man, you got a woman, you got assignment. You can sit down and tell me I ain't got a, you got assignment to prophesy to somebody. You got assignment to talk to somebody and help them out of the condition that they're in. Lord, hallelujah. You got the assignment. And you have to accept the assignment that God give you, and he can do it right now for you. He can do it as you sit here and listen, get you some coffee, some tea, sit back and say, all is well. Can you do that through with Dr. Martin Luther King? What we went through with Jesus, what we went through with the Holy Ghost, God has left us here. It reminds me of a good American. The man, you know, some people help you and some people don't. See, some people want to help you and they say, well, I can't help you. But when you take time out to reach out and help somebody, somebody going to help you. When Moses got in trouble, God told Moses, step back. I can handle this. He said, step back. Let me take care of this. Exodus 14:14. Sometimes God tells you to step back. But you can't step back because you ain't never been up to nothing. You know, and what I'm saying, jealousy, envy ain't going to get you nowhere. Let go and let God. And whatever you need, God got what you want. God got what you need. And gate mouth just tell me, Bishop Moore, get in the way Once you get in the way, God will do the rest. And I know he'll do it for you today. If you just get in the way and let God carry you to that place that you need to go. Somebody said, "Baby, why need to go?" You need to go to a divine place where God can touch you. He can carry you to another. So God can do it for you. He can do it quick, fast, and in every, but you got to let him do it. You got to let him do it. God will take you to that level where you need to go. And can't nobody stop what God's going to give you, okay? If you get ready. He can do it right now. As you sit down, as you think it, it's done. As you put it in your vibration, the angel Michael Raphael.
Lord, do it.
That's St. James Cleveland, Dr. James Cleveland. I call him Saint. And you ought to be saying, "God, do it for me." That's what you ought to be saying this morning. Not looking at the circumstances. Look at the God. If you ask, you have not, because you ask not. Ask God to do it for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. A divine healing. I want to read this right quick. A divine healing. God do it for you right now. In the name of the Father.
Lord, please do it.
In the name of the Almighty God. In the name of all the saints and all the angels. God of the universe. Somebody, we believe that God is a healer right now. 1 Peter 2:24. God will do it for you now. Cataract, tumor, high blood sugar, low blood. Right now, as he's singing, God's moving that headache, that back pain. God is taking that addiction of alcohol, that addiction of drugs, that confusion right now. In all that way, we call it God, we direct your path. You can say, "Lord, do it for me," in the name of the Almighty God, and all the angels and the princes of the of God and the high priestess. I do call on the Almighty God to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. I come this morning in agreement with that God has gave me the power to move all evil, all witchcraft, all sickness. The power that I have is the power that's given to me by God. Will faith and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, glory, hallelujah, what he has given me. I thank God and the angels and the saints, the God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the earth. I thank them for coming to me, giving me the power to help and deliver. So somebody got the power, and that power you got, you take it and you work it. It'll work for you. He'll do it for you.
Do it for me, please, sir, right now. If you read your Bible, you read the story.
Thank you, Reverend Samson, Dr. David Coleman, Reverend Alexander, God bless you. Reverend Bishop Frank Cook, Bishop Colleen, God bless you. Breaking curses in the history of the morning.
But he heard that Jesus was coming by.
Get ready.
He just went his way along and cried out, "Jesus, lay your hand.
I'm moving ahead right now.
Mm-hmm. And I heard the blind man
say, the pain.
I know you can do it.
Right now.
You took two little fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000. I know you can do it.
I know you can do it because God would do it right now. You just got to walk in faith.
Oh, yes, you can. You went to the graveyard one day and told a dead man, I know you can do it. So here's my little problem, Jesus. Fix it for me. Right now. Oh, I'm going to ask you one more time. Because I know you can do it, Master. I know you can do it. You went to a wedding one night and turned water into wine. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. Oh,
dear. Oh, dear.
And then you win one prize. And above all, I know you can do it now.
Right now.
I know you can do it. So please. Do it for me.
Jody, I'm praying for you today. Get ready.
Do it for me. Right now. You see, when you ask the Lord to do something for you, he can move it or hurt. Do it for me. While I'm still singing.
Every letter, every telephone call, may God bless you that 10 letters go to call. I hear you that ask questions. I'm praying for them that ask questions. I'm praying for them that trying to unlock their door. And I've answered. Don't forget on Monday, Dr. King Movement, Tuesday, Crossroads Ancestors. I'm going to be on this Tuesday, I called over Sister Mickey, who come to me and sit beside me and asked me, Bishop, why? I got to tell her why. And I'm going to call Mother Ann also. I want to ask her why. And it's important I want to ask her to answer me so I can tell a family member. And I'm going to be talking in the spirit world on Tuesday night. If you got somebody that you have lost, and I want to find them and see what they're saying about your life and what's happening with that.
Don't forget, we are on the same page with you. Revelation 12 and also
Oh, no. Oh,